Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shantae, where we talk all things restoration. I know, friend, give me grace. I know, I've been missing the action for a few weeks. Y'all, when I tell y'all these past few weeks, I have felt every emotion of grief heavily, and I'm still processing through it, but the show still has to go on. Like, restoration is still all of our portion. And I have made up my mind that I'm not stopping. So if I got to get on here and y'all give me like a minute to cry, so be it. But no, still processing through some stuff. But I know that I made a promise to not only myself, but to God, you know, to definitely talk and reach out and be a voice for people who are feeling exactly what I feel when we're going through our time of restoration. It's hard. A lot of the times we're confused. There's a saying that people say, fake it till you make it. And sometimes I feel like that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. You know, we're taking these jumps. We're stepping by faith, definitely by faith. But at the same time, sometimes that faith is right on the other side of fear. And so that's where I've been. But I miss you guys. I thank everybody for reaching out. All of the texts, the calls, the reviews on the podcast prior. You guys are definitely encouraging to me. And let me know that I'm not in this alone. Sometimes as I'm speaking to you all, it can definitely feel like, you know, I am alone and I'm just talking to nobody. I'm literally talking to nobody in my room, but still, it don't matter. Get out of my business. Anywho, I know that you guys are listening, you know, and that you guys are taking heed to what is being said. I'm praying that you're adding it to everything that the Lord has already deposited within you, so that we can be restored, you know. So I was trying to figure out what triggered everything. And the only thing that I could come up with, or the best thing at the time, rather, there's a lie from the enemy. There's a little lie, because it's really not a big lie. We expand it by meditating on it. So there's a little lie that the enemy places in our head, and we magnify it, we make it bigger than what it's supposed to be, and we start to believe it. And the more and more that we do that, we literally are walking away from God's word, his promises, what he has already spoken and is going to make due on and make good on those promises. We slowly and slowly walk away from that, and we cling, we hug, we hold hands with the lie of the enemy. And that's what starts it. You're not even noticing that you're praying less. You're not even noticing that you're listening to your worship music less and less. You're involving more of the world into your diet, not only your natural diet, but your spiritual diet as well. And before you know it, those days turn into weeks and sometimes months. And maybe it has been years for some of us, you know, and it's possible too. And there's grace there as well. But, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And a lot of that is our time. And this is the brink of it all. This is the cookie of it all. It's our time during restoration where we feel like, dang, I'm not going to get this time back. Look at all the time that I have missed out on. We begin to compare, you know, maybe we had like some goals set a few years ago, a few months ago. And because of this traumatic thing that has happened, because of this area in my life that I cannot see, I can't see my hand in front of, this darkness or whatever it may be according to your situation, because of this time that has elapsed, I cannot get this time back. And so that's what makes restoration seem so far away. Like, we're never going to reach it because of the time that was lost. But, you know, the word of God says that God will restore that time. He will restore the time. Just take a second to really recite those words to yourself. God will restore the time. That, and then you can fill in your own blank for whatever it is. Because those promises are still yes and amen. And because it is that, no matter what I am feeling, I know that God is going to restore the time. Now, on the same ticket, that does not mean that I get to forfeit the time or not take the time that I am allotted right now, not take it seriously. No, absolutely not. Be diligent students. Like, definitely have your head on straight. You know what I'm saying? Get your head in the game. But don't get so worried and so caught up in your head about what has happened. And I understand. Yes, Erica, I know the story of the three Hebrew boys and how there was a fourth man in the fire and they didn't come out smelling like smoke. And okay, but maybe you did. Maybe you have survived a season or you're going through a season right now. And you're saying, Erica, I smell like smoke, girl. I have no idea what you're talking about. God is still going to restore that time, and he's going to use that. You're going to be able to tell that testimony, to tell somebody, yeah, baby, I was in the fire, and God was in there with me, but I smell like smoke. I look like what I've been through. And God used that situation to bring me to this situation so that I can tell you, so that I can help pull you out of the fire through the grace of God. And during that time, when we're in the thick of it, we do not see that because we want the pain to stop. Pain is a teacher. Pain teaches us not to do something again. Pain teaches us that there's purpose on the other side of my pain. And God is going to use it all, the good, the bad. I always say that. Y'all know it. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. And the wasted time and the pain. Like, it all works together. Romans 8 and 28. Every single thing. But our problem is we are fearful to give God everything. And then we want him to, hey, God, just make this stop. Take this pain away. It's too much. It's unbearable. I can't handle it. But we were not there. We were not there when God knew us. The Bible literally says he knew us. Mary and Joseph's story. Mary, you know, of course, we know that she was pregnant with Jesus. She had not known a man. That term, known or new, is intimacy. God knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. We were not there. We didn't know, like, we're still a masterpiece. But all we see are the broken pieces. We see the broken pieces. I remember being in the hospital, and this was right after my accident. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to do a separate podcast on this. But 2021, August 2nd, I had a really bad car accident. And I'll do a separate podcast on this because I don't want to. Once I start talking about it, I'll end up going too deep into it. But I'll do a separate podcast. But I remember for the longest, I hadn't seen myself in the mirror. And I didn't want to. Reason being is because who I was before my accident, how I saw myself before my accident, I wanted to keep that visual in mind. Because if I saw myself and I did not look like that girl that Erica Shante, like, everything will be, it will be settled. Like, all of the what if, shoulda, woulda, couldas about myself moving ahead, moving forward, it was going to settle and be real, and I didn't want that. So I was so good on not looking in the mirror. But I remember I was getting ready to go to physical therapy and occupational therapy, and the nurses were moving so slow. And I'm like, please don't stop me in front of the mirror. Please don't stop me in front of the mirror. And of course, I'm in front of the mirror. I catch eyesight with the girl in the mirror. And I could not believe what I saw. I did not look like myself, for one. The soul literally looked like it was sucked out of my body. Like, I could see past myself. It was such a weird feeling. It's like, if I didn't know I was me, I wouldn't have been able to recognize that girl, not even the slightest. And instantly, I just burst into tears because I'm like, who is this girl? Like, what has happened to me? All I saw was the broken, fragmented pieces of what was once a beautiful masterpiece. And I started to believe the lie of the enemy, that I was never going to be restored, that everything that I was working up to have, and, you know, and this is not to sound vain, you know, I don't want that to be misconstrued. This is not to sound vain or anything like that, but I just couldn't recognize myself. You know, it's like the times that we go through things and we look in the mirror and it's like, you know, that depression starts to settle in because you do not recognize yourself. Imagine that moment magnified by like 1,000. It was horrible. And the girl that I knew, I was believing God for so many things. And when I looked in the mirror, I saw none of that. I saw absolutely none of that. And the whole time the enemy was planting a lie that I was only broken pieces and I was going to forever be broken pieces. I was never going to be the beautiful masterpiece that God created. I was never going to be that girl again. And I was trying to pick up those pieces, you know, after the accident, and months have passed and years, and I'll be 3 years post-accident coming up in August 2nd. But, you know, sometimes when we hit a wall and we break, no matter whatever the situation is, we ourselves don't want to wait on God to do the work. We want to try to do it on our own because we say we have faith until it's time to have faith, right? And we begin to pick up those pieces, but it's glass. We're cutting ourselves. We're cutting ourselves. We're bleeding on people. We're bleeding on ourselves. We're making a bloody mess, and we're tired, and we're confused, and we're trying to figure out, how do I keep going? How do I move forward? But Romans 8:28, all things work. Some pieces had to be moved around. You ever be playing? I don't know why I always reference cards. I like playing games, y'all. But when you have a bad hand, sometimes you got to reshuffle. And it's not to say that, you know, God's masterpiece, how he has created you, was bad. But that was for that season. Now he wants to do something new. Come on, that's the word of God. Old things have passed away. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? So that goes back into how I saw myself in the mirror. Like, the enemy was trying to have my eyes play tricks on me. was it true that, yes, I saw somebody totally different from what I was used to waking up seeing every day? Yes. But at the same time, God still has created me fearfully and wonderfully. I'm a masterpiece. I'm always in the hands of the Father. He's always molding me, shaping me to be a better version of myself. And if he tears me down, that's still for my benefit, so that he can mold me and shape me into something even more beautiful than what was before, for the next season that I'm getting ready to walk into. That's a hard pill to swallow. I know it. Because breaking is loud. Just think about a glass that shatters. It's loud. Okay, it draws attention. Don't let nobody be around and see you break. Oh my God. They watching. They trying to see, oh, how you going to recover? Pieces going everywhere. You don't even know. You done dropped a glass plate in your house and you thought that everything was all cleaned up. And then here it is a week later and you done stepped on a piece of glass. Like, yeah, it's messy. But in the presence of our Father, in the presence of the Creator, in the presence of the one who knows you, he knows where every piece is, how to put you back together again, how to send you through the refining fire to remove any impurities so that you're perfect, so that you're made new. You're made ready for your next season of pouring and being filled. It's painful, but hey, you're going to get through it. You're taking it literally one day at a time. And if I can be quite honest, some of us are literally taking it 1 hour at a time, 30 minutes at a time. Like, it's like that. There's literally sometimes where my anxiety tries to literally rob me of my breath, and I have to focus on something, ground myself so that I can come back and get my breathing together, because I'm like, no, I'm not finna sit here and allow one little lie, a little lie, a small lie that I have magnified. No, I'm about to deflate this. Matter of fact, here you go, God. I'm going to cast this down. That's our job, to cast down anything, that any thought that tries to exalt itself above God and what he has already said. He will restore the time. That clock, okay, so think about it like this. We are in Chronos, chronological time, right? Eternity is Chronos. God speaks from a seated place in eternity. Then it comes down to our chronological time. We can't make sense of it, because one day, what's one day compared to eternity? So we may be like, all right, God, you say you was going to do it. I'm waiting. And God is like, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And we'd be like, hold on now. Well, I'm waiting for this to happen, because it's crunch time down here. Now you're getting impatient. You're getting worried. You're looking at everybody else go off and build their life and do X, Y, and Z. And you're like, no, because remember when I wrote down, after I prayed that one good prayer to you, I wrote down in my notes that I wanted to do this and that and have all of this. And the only thing that God keeps saying is, and I'm laughing, y'all, because it don't be funny when it's your turn. It don't be funny. Like, the only thing that God keeps saying is, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. and you be confused. And if we want to be real and honest, angry. I know I'm not the only one that be angry with God sometimes. And don't want to talk to him. Ain't going to talk to him until my flesh gets broken. Come on, there go that broken thing again. Until my flesh gets broken. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe you do know everything. Maybe you do know everything, God. And we have to get a reality check because we be tripping. We really do. We really do. Restoration, I wish I could tell you that it's going to be a easy straight shot. You're not going to have any bumps and bruises. You're going to have faith all the way to the end. You're not going to doubt God. You're not going to be angry. You're not going to want to sit like Elijah in the cave. You're not going to want to sit up under the juniper tree and cry and wish death upon yourself. Like, no. And I say that lightly. I don't mean to offend anybody with that comment, but you don't want to go on anymore sometimes. And it may not be a physical death that you're wishing upon yourself, but it could be a spiritual death. It could be a death to the deadline. Sorry. Everything that I wrote out and said I wanted to do, forget all that. I don't care anymore. You don't want to plan anything. You don't want to be around people. You don't want to do anything but just sit and sulk. And when we do that, guess what is being damaged in that time? Time. By the process of delay. And sometimes if God could just say, hey, you would have been here if you did this, but because you did not obey, this is all the time, this delay, you caused it upon yourself. Now, if we really want to talk cash, that's what's going to hurt us. All this time, I was believing a lie of the enemy, and I could have been had my restoration. Yeah, I had to go silent because hold on now. They hit me too. But it's like that. We have to understand that it is okay to have all of your feelings, but do not allow those feelings to forfeit you out of your time. God will restore the time. He will make it all make sense. I wish I could tell you not to worry, or that you're not going to worry. Of course, I want to encourage you, don't worry. The Bible tells us we cannot add a day to our lives by worrying. We're going back and forth, back and forth. Over here, now we're over here. We're literally like a ship without a sail being tossed back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to figure out if we believe, if we don't believe. Did God say? Did he not say? Am I going to be this person in the next 2-3 years? Am I going to be like what my mommy or daddy said, or what my friends say? Or we go back and forth in our minds. And we're making a mockery. Don't do that. Feed yourself the word of God. Recite it as often as you need to. I don't care if you have to recite it with tears falling down your face. One of the things I always reference with crying is sliding down a wall, slinging snot. Yes, ugly cry. One of those cries where you have to, you can't breathe. Yeah, those. Even if you have to do that while reciting the word of God over yourself, keep telling yourself every time that lie tries to come up, tell yourself again and again and again. God, you said that you will restore the time. Everything that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmer worm has eaten, you will restore it. And guess what? Guess who sent the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust? God. To eat up what was said, what was spoken. Why? Because there's somewhere along the line we didn't do what we were supposed to do. I'm not saying that what you have gone through, what you have been through, what you're probably in right now is your fault. Some of it may be, some of it may not be. But what I am saying is, it's all in his hands. He will restore. He's God. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. He's going to make it all work. He's going to stand on his word. He's not trying to impress us. Please understand that God is not trying to impress us. He be doing some amazing stuff and half of us won't even acknowledge it. He's not trying to impress us. He stands on his word because he's God. And that's just, it is what it is. He won't go back on his word. He is his word. So because of that, I can rest assured that I will have my restoration. Our eyesight needs the reality check. Let's go back to that scripture. Can you not perceive the new thing that he's doing? When I looked in that mirror and I didn't recognize myself. Yes, I was going through, you know, my own grief and stuff like that then. I get it. But what I wish I would have said to myself is, God has fearfully and wonderfully created me. I am a masterpiece. I'm not going to allow what I see right now in this current state make me forfeit the time that is going to happen, that I'm getting ready to walk into. Every broken, every fragmented pieces that I see in this mirror right now, Father, allow your breath, the very kabod, the very ruach, Father God, the breath of God to come in and grab every single piece and let it be, Father God, better in your hands so that I come out on this other side restored. I wish I could have prayed that prayer, baby. I wasn't trying to hear Nathaniel. Nothing about that when I looked in that mirror. But I'm glad that I've allowed God this time from 2.5 years ago up until right now to work with me. Why? Because if I looked in that mirror and I still believe that lie, you would not be listening to me on this podcast right now telling you that God is going to restore the time. And this is only the beginning. He makes all things work. God knew that that situation was going to have you, while you're going through your situation or have went through your situation, so that we can all be gathered here, so that we can be encouraged. Romans 8:28, all things work, y'all. When I say I be over here hyped sometimes, so hyped because I love the way God works. His infinite wisdom trumps my intelligence on any day. So this is my encouragement to you. Stay at the feet of God. Be rested in your mind and know that God speaks and declares and calls us into himself from a seated place, a for sure place in eternity. And he's going to restore your time. And with that being said, I thank you for allowing me to take up a little bit of your time to encourage you all. And I promise, I will see y'all next week on another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shantae.